This is the Niles Energy Podcast, episode 93, the two worst mistakes that you could possibly make if you don't know a word on writing task two.
In today's IELTS Energy podcast, you're going to learn two things to definitely not do if you don't understand a word, and how should you deal with it to still get a good score on writing task two.
Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today? You are back from an awesome vacation. How are you feeling?
Yeah, great. I'm so relaxed and I have a tan. I don't know the last time that my legs looked this good in shorts, right? Like having a tan, it just looks so healthy.
It's so healthy. It looks so good. And everyone remarks on your tan, right? They always say, oh, you have a tan. It looks so good. It's right. Kind of an ego boost.
Yeah, totally. Especially up here, right? In Oregon, not too many tans. So yeah, that's I'm right. Looking good.
You can really stand out. That's awesome. So something.
You, Lindsay, what's exciting with you?
Well, I have something very exciting to announce to our listeners. Today is actually my birthday. Yay! Monday, August 3rd. Yeah, it's very exciting. And I'm 34 years old, so feeling good. Not really a spring chicken anymore, as you said, but you know.
Hey, I'm older than you.
I know, that's true. You are.
Just by like a year, but still, don't make me feel older.
So I want to celebrate my birthday with our listeners, Jessica, and I have an idea, right? So guys, if you want to help me celebrate my birthday here over at IELTS Energy, we want you guys to leave us a review in the iTunes store. That would be the greatest gift to know what you guys think of our show.
Oh, that would be awesome. That's such a good idea.
It's a good idea, right, Jessica? I mean, so guys, we would love for you to come over to allearsenglish.com/love. That's L-O-V. And you'll find a video which will show you exactly how to leave a review in the iTunes store.
Oh, guys, fun.
Yeah, I think our goal today, Jessica, could be 34 reviews for IELTS Energy.
Yay!
For my 34th. What
that.
Do you think? Good one?
I love that. Yeah, guys, come say happy birthday to Lindsay and come just leave your comments on how what you think about the show and how it helps you. Yeah. You know, let us know. That's awesome.
Exactly, guys. We want to know what you think of IELTS Energy so that we can make it better and better every week to help you guys accomplish your goal. So go on over to the iTunes store, or if you don't know how to leave a review, you can go to allearsenglish.com/L-O-V-E to find out how to let us know what you think about the show. Okay, Jessica, what are we talking about today? Let's get into it.
Yeah, we had an interesting question, actually. Well, actually, I say that all the time, like I'm always surprised it's an interesting question, but we get them all the time, so I don't know why I'm surprised. Anyway, so this one said, what should I do if I don't understand a word on the speaking or writing?
Yes, and that is a great question. Super important. I know a lot of our listeners have a lot of panic around this idea of getting into the speaking or the writing, and what happens if we get that word that we don't know?
Right. On speaking, we had a whole show about what you should do if this happens on the speaking exam.
That's right.
Yeah, and we gave you guys different phrases for like how to ask the examiner in an impressive way. You know, can you clarify that? Can I have an example? What does this word mean? Stuff like that. So listen to that episode, because in speaking, you could definitely, and you should, ask the examiner if you don't understand a word, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So if you guys are looking for that particular episode, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search in our back episodes to find that. But today, Jessica, we're going to take it one step further, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about what to do on the writing. Okay.
Yeah.
the best way to learn is by mistake sometimes, right?
By mistake. So maybe I can ask you a question, Jessica. The intuitive thing that I would do if I were in the writing exam and I didn't know what the word meant is I would just guess the meaning. And then at the end of my essay, I would say, I hope I got this right. I hope I understood the meaning of the word, right? Is that okay? Could I do that?
Oh, bad idea. Bad idea. So, or as a friend of mine who loves Scooby-Doo would say, rut roll. So no, you can't do that. On the right. So speaking can be a little bit more informal, right? We talk about, slang and flexibility. The writing test, however, is academic and formal. Okay. That means you cannot talk directly to the examiner, right? You cannot.
Okay. That's talk really important.
You cannot address the audience, as we say. So in all academic writing, that's a no-no. But in, the IELTS as well. So, sometimes I'll see, oh gosh, this is so sad. So like at the beginning of an essay or at the end of an essay or something. Like maybe the person just has written about totally the wrong topic. Like it doesn't make sense at all. And then at the end of the essay, the person will be like, I am sorry, my wonderful teacher. I do not understand this question. Please, I hope to give me a good grade.
Jessica, it sounds like that person is kind of kissing up to you, kissing up to the grader. Doesn't it sound like that? What does it mean to kiss up to someone? That's a good phrasal verb there.
That's so funny. You know, I was a bit of a kiss up in my student days. So
you were?
I totally was. I totally, I was such a teacher's pet. I answered all the questions first. Like, yeah, best student right here. That was me.
That's hilarious. So,
a kiss up is when you're trying to, like say good things to another person so they like you, you know, like, teacher, I love your sweater. Oh, teacher, you have a nice haircut today or something.
Oh, your shoes look so nice today.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't do that, guys. It's, you know, like it's fine in the speaking test. It's fine. Like if you want to compliment the examiner, why not? But on the writing, it's just inappropriate. Okay.
Yeah. So what should we do? I mean, if we can't just be honest that we don't know the meaning of the word, right? What should we actually do when we don't know the meaning? Yeah.
Yeah, this is tricky. So let me tell you one more thing not to do, okay, that I see all the time.
Okay, good.
So if you read the question and there's like one word you don't understand, I've seen a lot of students just like try to pretend they know the word and then just throw it in like all over their essay. Like they don't even know if it's a noun or a verb or like what it means. And they just like throw it in all these sentences.
No.
I'll give you an example. The example from our listener was gentrification. Cause we talked about that recently. Right. So like a student might be like, oh God, I don't know what that means. My opinion for gentrification is good. Gentrification is good for people because gentrification schools is a good idea or something.
Oh no. So we're assuming here in this hypothetical case that the word gentrification was in the essay question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then so the person didn't understand and tried to use it. So guys, don't do that. That is going to hurt your vocabulary score. And for your task achievement or task response score, it's going to be way down. And cohesion and coherence also, because your essay will not make sense. Your ideas will not make sense. So don't do that. Just don't worry about that word. Okay. Look around the word and for what you do understand, use that. Okay. Play to your strengths. Use what you know and just write the best essay you can. Even if it is slightly off topic because you don't know one word, you might lose points in the task response category, in vocabulary, grammar, cohesion and coherence, your scores can still be as high as you want, you know, as you can get. So not understanding a word is not going to kill your score. You might lose points in one category, but if you do your best, use your best knowledge, you know what I mean? Use all the other ideas in the question, you could still get a good score.
How do you feel about IELTS energy? Today is my 34th birthday, and we are asking you guys for 34 reviews in the iTunes store for IELTS energy. Go right now to the iTunes store and leave a review. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell us how we can improve. Guys, this would be the best birthday present ever. Go to the iTunes store and leave a review now. And if we read your review, we will announce your name on the show. Thanks, guys. Okay. So are we kind of guessing the meaning of the word? Because what if the word is so central to the question, right? It's so tricky when it's very central. Yeah.
If it is very central, then hopefully you can use the guess the meaning from context skills. You know, we talk about that a lot in reading classes and such. If you don't know a word, look around it, look for an example, guess the meaning from context. IELTS is not going to throw you a word and not give you any clues. Okay.
Good. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. I've never seen that. So just look around the word and use your best knowledge to guess the meaning. You know, you could read the question and just sort of mentally cross off that word and then, you know, think about what makes sense there. What other word could make sense in that spot? Yeah. Mm,
I think we should do an episode, Jessica, on how to do that, how to infer meaning when you're reading. We can work on that another day, but that's a good point. So really focus in on those skills to infer the meaning and try to guess and do your very best with that. I like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So do your best to guess, but then also do not use that word in your essay, because if you don't know it, you're going to use it wrong, right? So don't just use a word that you think makes sense there, but try not to use the word you don't know.
Okay. So replace it with a word that you think makes sense. Okay. Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners are coming up with these worst case nightmare scenarios, right? Where they're given a word. But what you've just said is that IELTS provides the clues for us. They don't throw us out into the jungle on our own, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, this rarely happens, you know, that I see an essay that is like so off topic because the person didn't understand the question. If that happens, then that person is usually of quite a low English level. So like Lindsay said, I mean, you guys can imagine, you know, like worst case disaster scenarios, but I really don't think that's going to happen because you guys listen to this podcast. You guys are good students. Like your level of English is high enough. You will understand the questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to be honest with ourselves about when we're actually ready to take the exam, right, Jessica? I mean, we need to put in our time and have a realistic score that we're working towards and really put in that time. We talk about this all the time, but it's because we want you guys to succeed. You need to have a daily study plan, at least 30 days, right, Jessica? I mean, we've had emails from students this week who have said, oh, my exam is next week. What tips do you have? And I don't respond to those questions because it's
There's
too late.
There's nothing you could do in a week. I mean, you could take a couple practice tests, but no, you're not going to like, you know, improve your English level in a week. Like,
exactly.
That's impossible.
No, that's right. That's right. So guys, it starts with that really good, solid plan. And guys, if you want to check out our course, you can come to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you can get into a trial for $1 for 3 days. But there are a lot of resources out there, but really the important thing is to know what to do each and every day.
Yeah. So the study plan that Lindsay and I have designed, tells you exactly what to do every day to improve your vocabulary, to improve your overall English ability, your writing fluency, and your essay skills, you know, everything you need to approach the test with confidence and get that 7. So, I mean, this question today, like, what do you do if you don't know a word? Well, if you invest your time wisely, that won't be a problem. You know, you will be ready for anything IELTS gives you.
Yeah. I mean, confidence comes from preparation. It doesn't come from quick tips and tricks. It doesn't come from luck, right? I think a lot of people may think that confidence comes from having a good lucky day or something, waking up on the right side of the bed, maybe.
Sure. Well, you know, that helps. But it's not like it's not everything.
Right. We can carry our lucky charm into the test, but it's not going to bring us all the way to that 7.
But if you have a pair of lucky socks, definitely wear them.
Okay? Absolutely. I mean, it's you're an athlete, Jessica, right? When you were playing soccer, did you have any lucky socks or any lucky anything? No?
So many girls on the team. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, if we won a game, I wouldn't wash my socks.
Oh,
like,
no.
Isn't that gross? It's so gross. But then if you lost, then you're like, oh, they're bad luck now, and you washed them.
Yeah. I mean, mean, the pros do that too, right? You hear about that all the time with pro baseball and football, but oh, it sounds stinky to me.
It's super gross, but success on the field or on an exam, it is very mental. It is very, you know, it is very mental. So we're giving you all the valid steps that you need to take every day, but you also need to know that you're preparing to be confident. You know what I mean? Like your head is in the game, as they say. So like in our course, we have this anti-panic, anti-anxiety module. And this, you know, this is part of that. So we want you guys to be prepared mentally as
well. Like, right. What
in
are
your soul?
Yeah. That's right. What are the steps that we take when we get anxious? Right. And that's something that we talk about a little bit in the course. But for now, guys, just remember that this is what you need to do when you don't understand a writing question. Go back and listen to this episode again. And if you want to check out that episode about the speaking question, right, that we addressed a couple weeks ago, you can go. It's actually IELTS Energy number 74. Okay. So you can check out that.
Oh, great.
So listen to both episodes and you guys will be ready for that. So any final thoughts, Jessica, before we close it out for today? Anything?
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's just really a gift to be able to contribute to our community here at IELTS Energy. And really, I just want you guys, you know, we want you guys to succeed. You know, that's the biggest reward for us.
Yeah.
And so we want you guys to work hard on your exam and we're here working and helping you guys. So yeah, jump on over to the iTunes store and leave us a review for the 34th birthday.
Woo-hoo!
We would love that. Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
Lindsay. Awesome. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.